Good morning, folks. Here's a don't do this video. Learn from my mistakes. Among the first systems I stood up here at the new place to try and create reliable food production for my family was just a tiny hydroponic system. It's so easy. It's 34 watts to pump out leafy greens like this. I just love it, the simplicity. If you don't have room for, you know, a fish tank to make it to an aquaponic system, then you can just use this. I feed it only this, and that's all it takes to create all this. Now, the problem that I want to share with you today is that once the garden started producing, I was paying attention over there, and I stopped harvesting reliably from these guys, and they turned into these behemoths. Tons of leaves. I love this beautiful mustard here, but otherwise I think it's mostly the kale that was the problem. And as all this biomass accumulates up top, right, it's also hiding, you know, obviously there's a huge root ball growing underneath. And you can see where this is going already, right? So the root balls for a kale plant like this totally fills up the 3-inch NFT pipe and blocks the system, closes it off. Nutrients just spill everywhere. And then, you know, the root ball bomb explosion that you gotta take care of. So I'm ripping these guys up. Now, lettuce and arugula do fine in here. They just have spawned fruit balls so that they won't be problematic. But why would you grow lettuce, right? The whole point of this is to pump out a maximally nutritious food for my family, so I don't want to just grow lettuce. I have trouble getting spinach to start. If anyone knows how to do that in a rock wool cube or otherwise that would work with this, let me know, but I just haven't had much success. And that's why I go with the kale. And I think usually if I just had harvested it when it was baby kale, if you keep up with it, then that's not going to be a problem. I think that's all I'll say right now. So I hope you are standing up reliable food production in whatever capacity you have room for and resources for as we enter the changing times ahead. All right. Be well, folks. Grow abundantly. Take steps every day. Take care.